Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
What's going on, brother B? Nothing.
Just chilling. Chilling. What up, everybody? Another episode of the Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Big Brandon, brother B, we in the house. We in the hizzle.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Raph? How you been? Talk to me.
I'm chilling. Just, you know, riding the weave of life right now.
Is it a wave or a tsunami?
Yeah, you're right. Probably the tsunami. Probably more than tsunami or anything. I'm chilling.
Nah, I mean, you know, everything has its ups and downs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's all how we, you know, you gotta ride the wave, Red. Ride the wave.
Yeah, basically that's what I just try to do. Just ride the wave and just hope, you know, I can get on shore. You know, get on shore and stay on shore. Sometimes being on shore is better. Basically.
Yeah, sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. Yeah, man. Apologies to everyone. Not doing the show last night. I know it's kind of caught you off guard. Caught us off guard, too. Doing the show tonight. No, we don't usually do it on a Wednesday night, but, you know, kind of had to make up for not doing it yesterday. So, here we is.
Yeah.
The Menu. We in the house. Wednesday night. Blog Talk Radio. So, anything you want to get off your chest, Red, before you're ready to go into the, you know.
Anything.
I know this lady, yeah, just anything you want to get off your chest real quick. So I think I might have a little something.
Oh, okay, you might have a little something. Yeah, I want to get something off my chest. I'm going to say this. I'll say this with things going on in the world. We know social media and, you know, we know that society has changed since we were younger. But, you know, when you invite somebody over to your home or you go to somebody else's home, and I think as males, you know, I think anybody should do this, but, you know, a man, if you're inviting someone over to your home, you shouldn't offer some type of, beverage or food or something, you know. And that's just common courtesy. But, I mean, don't make it seem like, you know, like, okay, if you don't do those things, or if I tell you that, I'm coming over to your house and you invite me over. And I'll be like, okay, well, I didn't eat. You say, well, I ate already. You'd be like, well, I didn't eat. Can we order some food? Or can we order some anything, chicken wings or something? And you kind of, you know, give me a little resistance on it. Or you tell me, like I said, you tell me, well, I ate already. Well, I didn't. But you want me to come over to your house. So it's like, all right, you should at least offer me something. But then you get kind of like an attitude of, oh, well, you know, oh, you just coming over here for just some wings. No, I'm not coming here for just some wings. Of course, we're going to do other activities, but, I mean, if I'm coming to your house, I'm not going to do these activities on the end of the summer.
Well, what it sounds like is cats don't know how to be a host anymore. They don't even know how to be a good host. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, You got individuals that just want what they want, how they want it, when they want it, and nothing else. And that's on both sides of the yard. Listen, you can, you know, certain things you can teach people, but then there's always going to be certain things that they're going to want to learn. And,
right.
You know, I mean, it's all about being a good host. And a lot of people don't know how to be a good host because a lot of them wasn't raised with the right manners. I mean, let's really kind of get it, you know, get it going right here, man. Like, yo, I don't know what's up with this generation coming up. I'm kind of just starting to wonder about my own generation, partially, but this generation coming up, I'm sorry, but a lot of y'all ain't shit. Yeah, I said it. A lot of y'all just really ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where, like, some of you were just probably, like, raised, you know, behind the toilet seat, you know, when it comes down to your thinking. I really don't understand, like, being cordial should never be, you know, like an option unless somebody's treating you funny. Then you got, but still, you should always try to be cordial first. You know what I'm saying? That's just the proper way to do things. I mean, you don't like go sit on the toilet, shit, wipe your ass, and then throw the tissue on the floor. You throw it in the toilet, right? That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But I noticed you got a lot of people out here just throwing the tissue on the floor. And
right.
Just forgetting to just not want to throw it in the toilet. I really don't understand that. You know, some people feel like, oh, you know, you bullying, or, you know, why you always got to talk about these people, that people. Listen, let me tell you something. You walk like a duck, quack like a duck. Duck. A lot of y'all cats out there just not up to snuff. And, you know, my generation, like, see, some of you cats are in, like, in your 40s and your 50s, like, yo, stop trying to run around out here like these young cats, man. Like, pull your pants up. You know what I'm saying? Like, get some wits about yourself, man. Like, what are you really doing with yourself? Like, I'm not trying to come from a place of, like, oh, I'm perfect. Ah, I ain't perfect. Hell no. Never have been, never will be. But I just noticed that ignorance, idiocy, stupidity, dumbness is just what it is nowadays. Like, it's okay to be stupid. It's okay to be dumb. It's okay to not pay attention. It's okay to just walk right into the street while traffic is going, like, oh, they're supposed to stop for me. Let me tell you something, ass wipe, nobody got to stop for you. You get your ass ran over, simple and plain. Like, I've just noticed that people are just very disrespectful nowadays when it comes down to other people. They want to drive and cut you off. They want to turn around and walk and then cut you online. They want you, you know, it's like, you know, they just want to talk smack to you. And I'm just like, yo, why? Why, man? Why would you got to treat each other like this?
Because, I don't know.
It doesn't mean it's all true. Was raised by mongooses or something like that? What the hell is wrong with you?
Because they raised by mongooses.
Like, yo, I don't know.
I don't know. People just don't
know,
have, you know, it's like they don't have, you know, they don't, you know, they don't, they haven't been taught. I don't know. Like I said, I think they just haven't been taught anything within the last couple of years. We got all this, like I said, social media and just, you know, just the internet in general has just made people just so dumb and numb to things. And like I said, you know, it just, nobody has any feelings regards for anything. You know, it's like you said, you go in the store, people trying to jump in front of you, or they right on your back. And it's like they teach that, like, when I was growing up, they taught about personal space. Even when my sons were growing up, with the shows that they taught about personal space. And it's like people don't know about that anymore. They be right in your face, right on the side, right in the back, right pushing you. It's like, come on, are you kidding me? Have some personal space. And you know, it's not, like I said, I don't know what this world is coming to, as Chuck D said.
I don't know what it's coming to either. I just know one thing. It's just hard to maintain sometimes. You know, you try to maintain, you know, your sense of self, trying to maintain, you know, some type of, you know, how can I put it? You try to keep your buzz up a little. So it's like, soon you step out the crib, soon you step up. I never feel like somebody just all of a sudden, oh, cool. Well, Big Red just stepped out the crib. Let me hook up her day. Let me mess up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like that every time.
You know, and you try not to personalize it, but, yo, sometimes it just seems like, you know, like that's just what it is. Like people just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's like, I know this wasn't happening before I got out. It's like, oh, you know, she getting ready to walk out. You know, let me bother her. Or let me say something. Or let me do something. It's like, are you kidding me? I know damn well you wasn't doing this, or you wasn't thinking about nobody else, but you thought about me when I come walking out with
you. Exactly. Exactly. Nowadays, as a species, you really need to tighten it up. You need to get our stuff together, man. Because I'm just sit back and I'm just observing. I've been observing, and a lot of, you know, people feel entitled to things that they don't deserve. People feel like they don't have to work for anything, because it's just like, well, I'm here, and, you know, life is just supposed to, you know, work around me or just give me things. Like, no, life ain't supposed to give you shit. You know, you got to work for it. And that's simple and plain. That's just what it is. You can't go out here and be lazy and expect anyone to just hand things over to you, just do things for you. Oh, I can't read. So try, learn. No, I don't want to do that. So if you can't read, then yeah, don't ask me to read it for you if you don't want to learn.
Right, exactly.
You know, but a lot of people looking for that free ride, man. Just looking for that free ride, and it gets to a point where it's just like, yo, pump your brakes, Jack. No free rides here. There isn't. So. You know, you need to, you know, get your shit together, you know, step up the game, and keep it moving.
Right, exactly.
You know, but, I feel you on that personal space thing, man. I really, really do.
Right.
Like, I don't like being crowded, but what I really don't like is, like, you ever been on an escalator, and then somebody's just, like, right on your ass. Like, just, like, right there. Like, if you farted, you would knock them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just right there on your ass. Like, you have to check and see if you still have your purse or your wallet, like, after you move away.
Yeah.
Like, why are you on top of them?
Exactly.
Like, why are you
kidding
like,
me?
Why are you here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are
I
you standing exactly. somewhere? Or if you, like, in the grocery store, like, you know, somebody's like right up. Listen,
up
I know you want to put your grocery on the belt. I know you want to put it on the belt, but so just relax, man. Like, I'm here in front of you.
Yeah, like,
and so they just be right up on you. Matter of fact, let's go to our, you know, our resident, how can we say, she's got to have it. Lady T, how you doing?
You know what? I'm a fart on you. I'm a straight fart on you. It's like, yo, what kind of crap you talking
she's
about?
Gotta have it. How you doing, Lady T?
What's up, Ted?
What's up?
Mm-mm-mm.
What's up, Lady T?
Sure. So don't you hate that? Don't you hate that when somebody's like, right, like, I don't. Well, why do people not believe in personal space? Like, why?
I just turn around, give them the mean screw face. They'll back up.
Well, yeah, I would back
exactly.
up because you look kind of wild. You look wild. You look like you hit somebody with something. Yeah, ain't nothing
like the crowbar that the Joker been hitting the Batman with for the last 15 years.
Yeah. She'll find something. something to open you up on. Can't open a, you know, can't, a can of tuna. Like, she'll find something to chuck at you, you know. You know, but,
like,
yeah,
I don't know if they haven't been taught that, you know, and I kind of, you know, I say to myself sometimes, like, I think, you know how people come from other countries and see some people that come from other countries, they're used to, like, people being up under them like that, I guess.
True.
I don't know, I guess. Yeah, like, they're used to that.
No, I get where you come from. Yeah, I get
you. And then when they,
other people don't believe in that, personally.
Right, and they don't believe in it. They just believe everybody be right on top of each other. It's just like, okay, you got to back up a little bit. Like, listen, you got to just a little bit, just a little bit. Just because you're looking at the tomato, we don't need to buy the same damn tomatoes, like 300 tomatoes here. You don't have to buy the same tomato that I'm picking up, like, back up.
No, the tomato that Big Red bought is the good tomato. If she grabbed it, it's the good tomato.
Yeah,
so,
good to meet.
Yeah, no doubt. So, let's get ready to go into this topic. Once again, this is Big Red, Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest, oh no, should we say co-starring, Lady T.
I can't with you.
Okay. So it's a nice topic. We got two topics we're going to try and work on. But right now, the topic for tonight is toxic masculinity. Now, Red, you know, kind of threw this my way. I've heard about it. It's not something that I ever really thought about addressing. But I just kind of want to know, like, is it a thing? Like, is it just, like, a label that's real, or is it something that people are just doing to just, you know, just cause finger pointing or something like that? Like, hit it, Red. Where you coming from? What say you? What say you?
Toxic masculinity. I think a lot of things are just being made up now, nowadays.
What you said the word was fashion masculinity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got you.
Fashion.
Where
you get fashion from? It's toxic. Toxic masculinity.
Oh, toxic. Same thing. Fits in. I don't know. Toxic. Okay, got you.
Toxic and fashion don't go together.
Sometimes it's, they do, but.
Oh,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Sometimes I do. I've never heard of it until like maybe within maybe the last, I'll say a couple of months. I never really heard of it, but I think it's something that I think it's made up. It's just something that sounds that's made up to me, but it's some truth to it because you see a lot of things going on now.
Okay, so this is let's see if we can get some type of, you know, link on. So basically, the overall definition of toxic masculinity is allegedly boys, you know, being raised by single mothers. You have teachers, you know, a lot of the teachers are female. And it's the influence, the heavy female influence that they have, which seems to, I guess, kind of taint the whole masculinity thing. I was just kind of going off of something.
Who made that definition up, though?
Let me break.
Yeah, let me break something down. I see a lot of wrongs in what's being said. For the simple fact, whatever. No, seriously. First of all, you came out of a woman's coochie, first of all. So what's so toxic about that? You understand
what I'm saying?
This is something that's created by the alpha male. I'm disgusted if that's really
what.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm going with the definition. So, toxic masculinity is thus defined by adherence to traditional male gender roles that restrict the kinds of emotions allowable for boys and men to express, including social expectations that men seek to dominate the alpha male and limit their emotional range primarily to expression of anger.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You even said a key word in there, alpha male, and I bet you that toxic relationship was created by alpha male themselves. These are the guys who got to pay child support. These are the guys who don't see their kids. These are the guys who influence other guys to be a guy when they probably not even a guy on the low. So it's like I'm drained with that. That's another human coming up and creating. It's beyond made up because it's like for a simple fact, one example. I could give many examples if I wanted to. The first person that you may or may not see, or you may see a mother and a father together, but it's the mother the child may see first, number one. This woman carried you for 9 months. There's risks with pregnancy. So you tell me who's strong and why they need to be strong, first of all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, don't give me this stuff with the males because a lot of these kids are abandoned by fathers and stuff like that or abandoned by both parents. So whomever has to take care of them, whether it's a female instilling certain things in a male, and I don't understand what's these males' problems with females instilling certain things in males. We were born to teach both females and males. We didn't pick the baby's birth that we were going to have out of a coochie. Like, this is really disgusting. And this is what they're trying to turn the world into. Sure, there's certain things that a father can teach a guy versus a mother teaching. Of course. My mother didn't go with me to get my first bra. My dad did. So don't give me that bullshit with, oh, guys can't teach females certain things. Yes, they could.
And if
I'm streetwise because of a male.
Exactly.
So don't give me that bull crap. And it's vice versa. Women can teach boys growing up certain things. If you look at the statistics with men who had female role models, whether it was their sisters, their mothers, their grandmothers, or whomever, their height of respect is heightened. So don't give me that.
Yep. Absolutely.
I don't like that term. I think it's really disgusting.
Yeah, that's why I said it sounds like something made up.
That's why I'm saying
it sounds
made up.
Put me in the corner.
Oh, no, not at all, because I don't think you think like that, Brother B. I would hope you don't, but
that's what
you
said.
Go get the corner.
Go get the corner. Make up type of term. Make it sound like it sounds made up because, again, it's, I don't understand.
You're breaking up,
like,
right? You're breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Yeah,
a little bit.
How can it be toxic? It's just as Lady T said, you're coming from a woman. You come from a woman. Okay, and at the end of the day, you have to be taught. You have to be nurtured, taught. And once again, I'll just say in this society, unfortunately, in this society that we're living in now, and as Brother B was talking about earlier, and you have men that are supposed to be acting like men or males or whatever, but they're not. And I know, you know, they're actually not. And it's like we have to be the ones, the mothers or women have to be the ones to teach our sons or males certain things that the males are supposed to be teaching.
Like I said,
that term to me is just like it's made up and it sounds, it's just like confusing and stupid sounding to me.
And one more thing I want to say, the alpha male acts like we ask to be single mothers or something. You put in that position, you're going to do for your kid. You don't see nothing else but your kid. Ask any single mother.
Right.
So don't get mad that you not even forced us to be strong, but you had to bring that strength out of us, like the Incredible Hulk type stuff. Don't be mad about that.
Exactly.
We crushed your ego when you did that because you guys were supposed to think that we're supposed to fail and so forth. But then when you see us standing strong and raising scholars, whether it's a boy child or a girl child, you're mad. I've seen many men that's mad now because of that. What is this, like, male against female, mothers raising sons? If the fathers was there, they wouldn't have to keep on doing that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can I say something now?
Yeah. Anytime.
You ain't going to yell at me, right?
Guys, your opinion is your opinion.
I don't know, man. You go come through the phone and snatch your gizzard out of my stomach or something like that. Like,
not
that.
Even. You need to cut that out. Next thing you know, you need to stop. Next thing you know, callers really think that.
You need a hug. Red, give her a hug. Give her a hug, Red. Let's give her a hug.
Good.
At the same time. One, two, three. Let's give her a virtual
one, two,
hug. Oh, come in.
Oh. Here we go.
I could get mad if this whole divided crap with females against males. What's your role? As if our roles was ever written. But okay.
Well, all right. When it comes to the toxic masculinity thing, you know what I think is where it really stems from? I think there is an issue. And it's not women like you. And it's not men like, you know, me. The problem is this. And we've all seen it before. Well, some of us have, some of us haven't. But I've seen women out there grabbing their kids. Get your little ass over here. I'm going to slap it out of you. I'm going to you up, and this is that, and you know what I'm saying? They're cursing at the kids, and it's a very toxic and a venomous mouth, that tongue that they have toward these children, and I don't know what they're angry about. I don't know if they're angry because they're with the kids and they're alone, or they're just angry in general about their life, but you don't take it out on your kids. So I think a lot of that comes from, and that goes across many color spectrums. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say it's this black woman with their kids or white woman with their. I mean, it's everybody. But you do see some women out there who are, I guess, you know, in their mood, and when they're not having it, some of them just, you know, kind of a very, you know, vocal. You know, vocally, you know, verbally aggressive, you know, with their children. And I think, especially with a lot of the male kids. I mean, I've seen it with, you know, female children, but more so with men. And I think, you know, somebody kind of saw that, took it, and just kind of ran with it to label some women out here. Or just to come up with that whole label in general. Now, I'm not saying that is right because it doesn't represent a whole bunch of women, but you do have some people out there, male or female, who are salty about their own personal situations, and instead of them trying to change it, what they do is they want to take it out on the kids. You know, they want to make the kids the blame for their life or the blame for everything that's going wrong or that's not going right. And they kind of take out, you know, their anger on the kid, which I don't believe is, you know, right. None of us here do, of course. But
right.
It's what's going on. It's what's happening. And, of course, a lot of it is geared towards, what, the single mothers. So, which I hate that term, by the way, single mothers, because your relationship status has nothing to do with, you know, you being the mother. I just think that you're just a mother, simple and plain. Whether you're doing it alone or you're doing it with someone, like, regardless, like, you're a mother. A one-parent home. I prefer a one-parent home, you know, to say that than, like, this whole single mother thing, because it just puts this type of negative effect to it. It's a stereotype, and I don't.
And
like
there
it.
Goes what you just said, stereotype. And what we're talking about right now is stereotype. So are we going to roll with that next? You know what I mean?
Well, we've been rolling with it. That's the whole thing. A lot of people have been rolling with it. It's nothing, it's not anything, you know, different. It just seems like they just, you know, finally put a label to it. They finally feel like, oh, we can call a spade now. Because, you know what the thing is? Women catch the blame for it, because now look at the generation that you have. But yet so many women are running around talking about, oh, I'm a single mom, I'm a single mom. So you're a single mom raising these children, and look how they're coming out. Because the father's up, jumped the boogie and left, or they're just not concerned, or they just don't want to be bothered, or they're in jail, they turn gay, or they're dead. Something happened to them.
And you do have some, let's quote unquote, single fathers who are raising great kids as well. So to say that is,
well,
to say
course.
What though?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, hey,
I don't care about these stereotypes. Some of them is also community based and generational wise, passing down from one generation to another generation. They've seen their parents curse at them. They'll do it. At some point, you have to have a cutoff point. You have to do something different with your kid at some point, other than cursing at them.
Well, you know, some people can control it, some people can't. K-Dog, what's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, K-Dog.
All right.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, I just want to make straight to the point, and when it comes to the parent, when it comes to parenting, especially with kids, whether it's a boy or a girl, the way they raise them is how they're gonna grow up. What I'm saying is this: is that the way you raise them when they're children. I mean, like you said, Brother B and Lady T, you made some very good points. Some parents are too aggressive when it comes to raising their children. I understand that, yes, you got to be strict. Yes, you got to be stern. But at the same token, you cannot be overly strict, like to the point where, like Brother B and I were talking about it, like let's just say, okay, cursing at the kid, like telling them, get your ass over here. I've seen that done, and I'm like, man, I feel bad for the kid. So when you're sitting there cursing at a child and telling the child all these things that's wrong with them, how do you think the child is going to grow up? What is the child going to be doing when they grow up? Especially when you stand there and tell the child, well, look at you. You ain't shit. You ain't going to be shit. And you look like shit. What does that do to a kid?
Right. It gets in their head. And I'm going to say this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it gets into their head, and then that's something that's instilled in them. And, you know, like, once again, like I always say, you're not just raising children. You're raising them to be adults, and they have to go out into society. They have to get into relationships. They got to deal with other people. So with that being in their head, that's how they're going to, like, deal with people socially as well. And when they get into relationships, they'll just say with the male and, you know, if that has been happening, when they get into relationships with women, they're going to, unfortunately, that's what they're going to be used to, somebody yelling at them, calling them names and all that other stuff and telling them this and telling them that. So they're going to get a female that's going to be like that, or a female that's going to yell at them and do all of that stuff. But they're going to be so used to that until it's not even going to bother them. They're not going to see anything wrong with
it. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to see anything wrong with it. They're not going to see that, okay, basically being, like, kind of mentally abusive. But, you know, it's still, you know, if the mother is frustrated for whatever reason, once again, she, you know, it's something that can't be helped sometimes. It can't be helped. I'm going to admit, you know, sometimes, you know, when, you know, my son, sometimes, you know, I have to get a little rough with them sometimes. Not when they were little, but when they got a little older, you know, had to put the ham on them. but I had to start trying to be a little bit softer, but not softer, but just like, all right, you know what, I got to handle this a different type of way, because once again, I don't want them getting to a point where it's like they think that's normal. That's what that's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I guess it's, you know, just case by case. It depends on, you know, what you got to deal with, what they're dealing with or whatever. So.
I mean, it's just, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, K-Dog, go ahead.
It's like this. It's like, you know, especially when it comes to a lot of little boys, some people feel like, well, you got to be hard on these boys. You got to teach them hard. Okay, you want to teach the boy how to grow up and be a man, but it's how you do it. It's what you're doing with it. If you're going to stand there and you're going to be cursing up a storm or smacking them up all the time, that boy is going to grow up accustomed to, well, you know what? Violence is the answer. I don't care what I'm going to do. You know what? Anytime someone gets on me, I'm gonna get violent with the person. And it even gets worse with the female when they get violent with the female. It's like, because, hey, my dad does it to me. My mom does it to me. That's how I grew up. I grew up being rough and all. And it really, it doesn't help.
Well, I see, all right, like I said, there's that whole thing of, like, I guess, you know, so some people want to call it tough love. I think what it boils down to is just that, listen, you're in over your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to scream and curse at your kid, if you got to do all that stuff, then maybe you need to take a breather. Like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but maybe the job is not for you. You know?
Right.
I can understand discipline. I can understand chastising. But there's just certain things that you really just should not, you know, get into. And that's like, you know, cursing the shit out of your kid like a grown person. Like your kid, you know what I'm saying? Children, a lot of children are not responsible for their own actions. They're innocent. They don't know what they're doing. That's why you're supposed to be there to show them the way. But at the same time, you have a lot of people that don't even know the way themselves. So therefore, they're trying to, you know, you have one life that doesn't even know about life trying to teach another life how to live life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I'm sorry, but to some of these young mothers out here, young fathers too, like, listen, you don't know, as the elders say, your ass and your elbow. So what could you possibly teach a kid if you don't know shit? I think we all have some type of responsibility when it comes down to you know, to the children or to the generation or to the village that, you know, we all supposed to be a part of. We all have some type of responsibility, especially when you see someone that's berating their kid like they're an adult. I mean, you're in over your head. And
mm-hmm.
some things you just have to admit to yourself. This is why agencies like ACF feel the need to step in. And some people out here gives them credibility because of the shit that they're doing and how they are raising a lot of these children out. You know, come on. It amazes me how I've seen some people just sit back and, you little mother. And this, I'm like, wow, like, I really want to say, hey, you know, you talk to a little kid. But, you know, I can't get involved in that. But then again, you know, sometimes maybe we should. Yeah, but maybe we should. Because the whole thing is, then what's going to happen? Then you wonder why your kid raises up and start cursing you out when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wonder why some of these little dudes out here don't have no goddamn respect. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have a mother that's respectful, or they don't have a father that's around or respectful or teaching them any type of respect. So once again, it goes back to whether it's male or female. It's just toxic. Some people want to just throw it a toxic mask. Listen, it's toxic parenting sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You got to call a spade. And if you don't know what the hell you're doing, then maybe you just shouldn't be doing it. Or maybe you should learn, educate yourself. You know,
or
try
even
to find
seek
some
help,
type of happy
seek some anger management.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think, once again, when it comes down to that, I think just a lot of people are not happy with their own situation, or they're
mm-hmm.
not happy how things panned out. So therefore, you're going to screw up the next person. Like, and, you know, I hate to throw people on the bus, but, you know, we had a caller last week who seemed to, you know, not only just hate women, but hate men too. I mean, he grew up a certain way.
But then he just hate people in general. Maybe so.
Yeah.
But
well,
he told her the way that he grew up, because he said his mother was always angry, and we asked if it was because of the single household or whatever you want to call it. And he said, no, she was just always angry. So that could also be a person who's...
Well, no, remember, he did say, you know, she was angry because, you know, of his father left.
Oh, okay.
You
I thought
know?
He
so
said it wasn't because of that when we asked him.
No, right. no, he said he was, and it caused issues. And he said, you know, him being in and out of jail. And you know what? Like I said, I got to give props to, you know, to our caller from last week, you know, even though he was trying to get under the skin a little bit towards the end. I got to give props to him, and I wish him all the best. Because, you know, he said something that a lot of people are afraid to say or get off their chest or admit. And I appreciate the fact that he said it. But he let it be known that, hey, you know, this is what it is. This is why I am who I am. It's because of this. And, I mean, I think there's a lot of other kids out there, a lot of other adults, teenagers that are angry like he is because of, you know, situations that he was put into. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not everybody asks for it, but they're kind of thrust into it, you know, because of what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
Caller 1537, you're on the air with the menu. What's up? Caller 1537, you're on the air with the menu. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm just tuning in right now, so I don't even know what you're really talking about right now because I just tuned in right now.
Oh, the topic we were talking about for right now is toxic masculinity. You know, is it real or is it something made up?
You might want to repeat the definition, Brother B.
Oh, yeah, the definition of that I actually Googled on toxic masculinity. It sounds like bullshit, though. Toxic masculinity is thus defined by adherence to traditional male gender roles that restrict the kinds of emotions allowable for boys and men to express, including social expectations that men seek to dominate the alpha male and limit their emotional range primarily to expressions of anger. You know, when I read that again, what I think someone is trying to do is make it an excuse and make it sound like being a man is an issue. Because that's what I'm noticing nowadays. It's like, you know, you can be a male, but to be a man is a problem. To be a man who's, you know, I put my foot down. To be a man who's like, oh, I'm not taking no shit. To be a man who's very much proud of who he is, you know, I think society's starting to have a problem with men, not the male part. I think they're having a problem with, you know, men. And
sound like men having a problem with themselves, but
listen, it could very well be. But I think the definition of a man has been misconstrued. And once again, somebody's not playing their lane. But, you know, that's just me. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that call.
Personally, I think... let me see. I think there's nothing wrong with teaching this young generation of the youth of boys that it's okay to cry. It's okay to show affection. It's okay to hug and tell somebody you miss them and love them. I think that's really based on the maturity and the upbringing of how the male figure was actually brought up themselves. I think if you was nurtured a certain way and you were showed love and affection and showed it's okay to cry no matter what the situation, I think that shows out of how the kid would grow up to express themselves in the future. You know, losing a parent, losing a grandparent, losing a friend, you know, hurting, you know, I think that's the problem we have, that people don't know how to express themselves. And the new generation, these kids now, they're confused. I think they're confused, or they're trying to be who the people they idolize on, like, on these videos and in these TV shows and in these movies. That's just my personal opinion. They're confused of being themselves, basically.
Hey, you know what it is? Sounds valuable, like, to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true, because there's a lot of that. Like, let's just say if a kid, like, especially for boys again, like, be a man. What's wrong with you? Man up. Men don't cry. Men don't show emotion. You know, it's a problem.
But, you know, but
that's
but,
what it
but,
is.
But that's been ingrained. That's been ingrained in us. And I understand nowadays people trying to kind of loosen the reins to that. See, the one thing that's always hard to do, depending on what it is change. And you can't just change within, like, one generation. If six generations have been doing it, all of a sudden you try to come and change it in one, it's too fast. It's just too fast of a change, and not everybody is going to adapt to it correctly. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, showing a little bit of emotion. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, you know, with, you know, being expressive or whatever. But at the same token, you do have some dudes out there who are kind of just, it's giving way to a different breed of male. Some of them are just, I think, you know, becoming a little too vocal, a little too extroverted. I think, like, a door has been opened, and you're having people, you're having different types come through. And not everybody's ready for the different types. You kind of get where I'm coming from? Not everybody's ready for the extra. Not everybody's ready for the Drake. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to keep picking on dudes, but you know what I'm saying? I just got like,
pick
the whole Marvel
group. I can't stand him.
Yeah, no, I like Drake. I like Drake, but not everybody was ready for that. Like, I was watching an interview with Ebro from Hot 97 and Buckshot from Black Moon. And, you know, they were going back and forth, but Buckshot had said that, yo, nowadays you have this Duncan Hines hip hop. So Ebro took it as, like, oh, well, what do you mean Duncan Hines hip hop? Like, oh, you trying to call me soft? You trying to call me soft? He said, nah. I'm talking about, like, you add two eggs, then you add some butter, then you add, like, hip hop nowadays, everything is all put together. It's kind of like made up. But you see, the first thing, as soon as he said from Duncan Hines hip hop, like, all of a sudden, this guy interpreted as, are you trying to call me soft? Are you trying to call everybody soft? No. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he got caught up in his feelings, which started to release this type of ego. And this is the problem. People are interpreting things and feel like, oh, it's a, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm coming at you like this. And you, no, that's not what it's about. Like, I think, you know, and that's one of the issues right there. People are too much into their feelings.
Way too much into
their feelings. It's like you said, okay, you can. It's okay to cry, but now you got dudes whining. Like, whoa, stop it! And you got we don't do that. And then you got somebody saying, well, yeah, we can do it now. But they're trying to push that agenda. Like I said, it's just a bit too much. Yes, you can be emotionally expressive. Yes, I mean, you can, you know, if you want to cry, you can cry. It's not a big deal. But now don't be whiny. Like, don't start bitching at everything. Like, you know, oh my gosh, my fingernail, you know, it broke. I can't work.
Yeah, like,
Where I work at. Where I work at, yo, I see some of these dudes 20, 25 years old, yo, I can't work. Why you can't work? Why you up in here? Why you need to get a check? Oh, I got shot in the leg. Okay. You walking, right? Yeah, but I'm not walking right, so I'm safe. Like, yo, stop making, you know what I'm saying? Like, years ago,
right.
You had that type of that alpha male attitude. It was like, yo, I got shot in the leg, but I'm going back to work tomorrow. I got to go do what I got to do. I got to go hustle up. I got to show the world I'm not. I got to show the world and everybody around me I'm not weak. So I think the interpretation is a lot of people are like, yo, it's okay to be weak. And that's not us. That's not what men do.
Exactly.
You can't really sit back and ask real men to want to accept that, because that's not what we do.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got that right.
I'm sorry, caller. What's your name, brother? 1537. I'm sorry. Let me get your name.
Yeah, my name
Hello?
Is Fred. Yeah,
right. I mean, you know, you raised a real good point, brother. You definitely raised a good point. I mean, this generation, we can't put it all on them, but at the same time, we do have to ask the question of the generation before: what the hell did we do, and where the hell did we fail them?
Mm-hmm.
For a term like toxic masculinity to even come about.
Wait, you mentioned the topic. You mentioned something about at your job. You see these young kids or young guys don't want to work, or you know, the points that you was making, like the finger and the nail. You got shot in the leg. Let me tell you something. I guarantee the person that lives alone and they ain't living on their aunt's couch or their cousin's couch, and they paying their own phone bills and their own bills, and they have to feed themselves or feed a baby, they ain't going to have no excuses to go to work. They ain't going to have no excuses of why they can't work two or three jobs or why they can't work 16, 17, 18-hour shifts. You know, that's all about what that person has going on in their life. If they if they dependent on their woman to take care of them, or they have mother and father at home, help raise them, take care of them, put something in their box, you know what I mean, some situation like that. Or they're living off a check or something like that. But best believe, you get a paper, you live alone, and you get a paper saying you're about to be evicted, some same brothers will be working your shift and their own shift. So it's all about of where they're at in their situation, their life. You know, like brothers like me, I've been working since I was 12 years old, had to pay my own tuition growing up in school, and I ain't asked nobody for a damn thing. But it's all about the person. And the hunger. Well, it's all about the hunger, too, because everybody wants to fly, the fly Yeezys. Everybody wants them fresh nights and stuff, but ask them to go work for it. They'd rather go out there and go rob and steal from one of us. You know what I mean? So it's really, when you say hustle, it's like, how hard are you willing to hustle? You know? How hard are you willing to grind for yours and to be proud to say that you actually worked for it yourself? It wasn't given to you. You didn't find, you know, your little ice cream saying, here's your little $100, I'll put the rest for the Jordans. You know what I mean? So it's all about the individual, and that's the sad thing about life right now, because everybody's crying broke, but nobody want to work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
When I say work, it doesn't matter the job. If you're a hustler, you got children, you're a real man. What I mean by real man is that you ain't afraid to do anything to get that cheddar. What I mean, if you got a clean horse shit to an extent, but you know your family's being fed, rather than going out there panhandling, that's what I mean by real man. You know, and don't get me wrong, panhandling could be a job too, but that same effort that you're standing there willing to wipe somebody's car window down and everything like that, you could stand by a door and open doors on Fifth Avenue, be a doorman. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my
You have no shame in
that's
it.
Just, you know, I don't mean to keep talking too much on the show like that, but I'm just trying to be
I agree with you 100%, because there are guys out there, they want something, but yet they're not willing to work for it. And the thing is, you have a lot of these guys, like I said, the way you were raised, especially if you had everything given to you from your parents, that's exactly how you're going to grow up. it's going to make you lazy. You know, you're not going to try and do for yourself. You're just going to ask people to do for you for your whole life. I'll give you an example of that. There's a coworker. This guy, he grew up in, I heard that he grew up spoiled. He has a habit at the job of asking people for money, of borrowing money from people. But, you know, you're borrowing $20 from somebody, at least have enough sense. You should know to pay them back. People shouldn't have to chase you to pay them back. And the thing is, that's what he goes around doing. But this is the same guy who any given day will take a lot of days off of work and say, oh, he doesn't need this job. But yet, you're mooching off of other people.
And you said that he's wealthy, pretty much. He has money, but he borrows money or whatever.
He came
from a wealthy family. What you said first?
Well, his family, everything was always given to him. Like, his mother and father spoiled him.
Okay, so he thinks that he could still work and still borrow from people and never pay them back because it's given to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of attitude as an adult. If that carries on from when you was a child, you're going to carry it on as an adult. And it's really, really sad.
Yeah, it's not good at all because everybody calls him, you know what we call him at work? The moocher. He knows better than to come up to me. He tries to, and I'm like, dude, I give you that. I give you a dollar. I'm never going to see it again.
But why people keep giving it to him if they know that? If the word's already around, then
they already know it.
Yeah.
Now everybody knows, he's afraid to ask people for money now.
He's probably afraid because they might. Anyway, never mind.
Yo, did you try to debo them? Give me a dollar, man. Debo them or something?
Yeah, that's what probably doing. But yo, before we're gonna move real quick into the next topic. So I did want to talk about, because I was reading the article, and I didn't really think that this was actually true. I had to do a slight bit of research on it. So I was reading about how some of these transgender people actually want to kind of revert back to who they used to be, like if they were a male. You know, they wanted to look like a female. You know, now all of a sudden they want to go back to looking like a male. And apparently, this is something that's, kind of bubbling it's kind of like an undercurrent, like something going on, with that, but it's not really being talked about. And I'm just like, well, wait a minute, how do you? What does that say about you? What does that say about the community? And I won't say as a whole, but what does that say? What it says to me is that, I'm sorry, but are you confused? Because I don't see how someone goes out there and spends all these thousands of dollars and get all of this help to get these surgeries, and then they turn around and they want to be who they were, or look like who they wanted to look like before. So, I don't know.
I can actually answer that because, hello, this is Terry here. So I can actually answer that.
Okay.
It's actually not all that I thought it would have been. So that's possibly why I might have wanted to convert back. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Well, didn't you do your research before?
That's a possibility. It's no different than anything else. You might have not thought, I don't know, that it wasn't going to work out between you and K-Dog. So, you need to dip. You get what I'm saying? It's no different than second-guessing something else and damn, I just made that mistake spending that money on a car. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Nah, this ain't no car. This ain't no car.
I know it's not no car, but no, listen. They might be going through. I'm just saying, they might be going through a lot. It might not, like I first said, be all that they thought it was. Especially with the discrimination with transgenders now. People are just not accepting it.
You know why?
I don't care which way you try to say it. Mm-hmm.
You know why? I mean, you know why I think a lot of people are not accepting it? Because no matter what, you're not a man, and you're not a woman. Your DNA doesn't change. You cannot have a menstrual cycle. Women and men think totally differently. You know, you can put as many needles of estrogen in a dude, you're still going to be a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just what it is. And I think another reason why they're getting so much heat is because they're going a little bit too hard on forcing themselves into society. Like, all right, we've all seen these, wasn't there like this transgender dude that won some bike race or something? Like he came in first. Well, they'll say she came in first and beat out all women. But then how could you say, like, oh, he's a transgender? Well, she's a transgender. So it's not really a she.
And he was riding a bike?
Yeah. Yeah, it was some bicycle. Boy. It was some type of bike race or something like that, and the transgender took first place. But how do you consider it a woman's event when you allowed a man that just got a sex change to look like a woman to compete?
Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
win. Of course, we're not built the same. We're not built the same. You know, I don't know how care how much you turn around when you try to make a woman look like a man or vice versa. The strength of a man is not there in that woman, and you do have a man who's stronger out there than other women. Now, I'm not saying anything about, you know, women being weak or whatever, but the strength between men and women is different. But how can you take someone that had a sex change and wants to look like a woman, put them in a woman's event and say that they won? And they're the first transgender to win this title.
So, well, don't forget you also have transgenders that didn't fully change their cells, change the bottom part, so
mm-hmm.
they still consider them transgenders. It's too much.
It's too much.
I can't classify you. You can't be classified as a woman.
Why not?
Not
would be classified. That's what.
All right. So
listen.
All right. So I'm gonna throw this. I'm gonna throw this to Carla. I'm gonna throw this to All right. Carla 70. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna get to Carla 7244, and then I'm gonna go back to you, Fred. So call the 7244. You're on the air with the men. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother? All right. How you been?
I'm Equanee from Collin, from South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Because I knew the voice sounded familiar. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine, brother.
Now, I'm going to throw this at you, and then we got to, you know, head over to Fred. So, if I still wore white face, or if I did, so if I bleach my skin, does that make me white? Am I a white
Absolutely
man?
Not. No, you're not.
So, how do I go get a sex change, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm not a man anymore, I'm a woman? Isn't it the same thing?
Right. It's basically the same thing where basically you're hating the image in which you were created in, and you will attempt to basically kill or destroy yourself, but in actuality, you know, that's not what you can never change that. You know, that's your genetics. You know, you have to go deep down in order to reprogram, restructure your genetics in order to make you something different. But you know, a lot of times, you know, in the microwave era of getting butt implants and getting, you know, silicone breasts, and it's okay to get, you know, the injections in your lips. You know, now people are becoming things that it's okay to become things that you're not. But, you know, I think for us as black people, we out of all people that are far away from our understanding and awareness of our true identity, we should be the last ones that are trying to get on and hop on this bandwagon of trying to do any of these things to, like, lose ourselves. I think we should be trying to do things that are going to help us find ourselves rather than helping to lose ourselves. And the things in which you explain are things that people will, you know, do to make them a GMO or something genetically modified or altered rather than keeping it organic.
Good point.
I think we lost. I think we lost Fred.
I'm still here. I'm actually at the job. I'm at work right now, so I'm like listening to you on and off.
Oh nah, you know, I didn't see your number. I didn't see your number up there anymore on the switchboard.
I'm still,
I didn't see your number.
Here.
Oh, okay, all right. So, what's your take on it, Fred?
I think that's a real deep topic right there. Yeah, I think that's a real deep topic right there. But as the gentleman was saying, no matter what changes you make, I mean, you're still that same person, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm not saying I'm against anything like that because I am open-minded to an extent. But I can't understand how certain people, they may call themselves heterosexual, still think it's okay to want to date or have sexual relations with a trans. I just personally think that's a little bit of what's what I'm looking for. Inside, they probably
it's
gave
denial.
Themselves inside.
It's denial.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's denial. Like you
denial.
Say, so they need to have that hair and the fake implants and everything to what's the word I'm looking for? To
make it fit.
Well,
make
like you
it,
said,
I,
denial.
I
all
you
about
have to
denial.
Make it's denial. They need that. They need that look of a female to kind of convince themselves. Well, I'm not really with someone who's considered a male. I'm with someone who feels that
listen.
They're female. So actually, I'm not
because
you
have to I look at it like this. I look at it like this, everybody. You say you're straight, but yet you're into going out with people who are transgenders. You are gay. I'm sorry. That's the way I see it. You are gay.
I agree with that. And I don't understand how can you not see that this person has big ass feet, big hands, a voice deeper than yours.
Hell
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you?
Dude, you're gay. You're gay.
You can change everything, but this brother got basketball hands. You ain't getting no behavior.
Exactly. You got basketball hands. Got calves behind the legs.
You're still wearing size 13 fucking pair Nikes. Size Nikes. You're still with
yeah,
13.
Come on, man. You're gay, bro. Hey, because
hey,
I remember there was a DJ.
Like, how can you be attractive to that?
It's just like there was a well-known DJ on New York radio who was getting and you know who I'm talking about, who's basically getting some sexual service from a transgender, and
yes.
He didn't want to come out. He didn't want to come out, and everyone said, "Come on, man, dude, just come out, just be free, man,
but,
be free."
But hold on, go ahead, Eve.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But what I was saying is when we look deeper, when we look at and we understand the psychological damaging that us as a people that have been under, when we look at Greek culture, when we look at Roman culture, when we look at those Europeans and their zenith, they had a very weird culture, or one that, you know, showed some type of psychological damaging or some type of psychological sickness. And what we as a people have done, while we have been traumatically effed up, we are now adopting a lot of these psychological patterns and behaviors, whether it be where we want to, you know, okay, like the brother said, where we'll be a heterosexual person or call ourselves a heterosexual, but then you're okaying and you're, you know, you're saying it's okay to go out here and date us. You know, no. And this is a cycle where clearly the real man that's standing on the corner, or either the real woman that's standing on the sideline, can see that there is a psychological disconnect. You understand? Even if someone wants to say, well, hey, I want to sit down and have relations with my dog. You know, I saw it was this couple that they were taking care of a Cabbage Patch doll. They actually had it a college fund and all kind of crazy shit. To me, this shows a psychological disconnect. You feel me? I don't know what type of community would uphold that type of thinking, but you do in the days and age of who's in control, when you have people like Donald Trump, who has asserted himself as saying, to his daughter, saying that, hey, she's very voluptuous. Don't you see those long legs she has? Man, she's 13. If she wasn't my daughter, man, I would dot, 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 dot. This is the person that runs, quote, unquote, America right now. You feel me? This is the thinking. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the psychology that our people are now adopting, well, we're making ourselves the GMO. We're making ourselves the one that's okay with being degenerative as well. You know, us as black people, some of these things were unheard of. You know, now we are embedding ourselves into this thinking and becoming this type of person, and it's never okay. It's never okay.
Well, I feel you on that, brother. I mean, you know what, Hot Rod, from our sister show, brother show, whatever you want to call it, Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio. He had sent me something on Facebook, and it was a clip of Arsenio Hall on his show years ago, when somebody had asked him about how come you don't have any gay people on your show, and you know, I don't really remember that episode of the Arsenio Hall show, but I'm glad someone found it, and I'm glad Hot Rod came across it and sent it to me, because you know what? He said the best thing ever. He said, well, there are some people that come on my show that are gay, but they don't want to share their personal business. And I think right there, in connection with the whole thing where Lady Q is probably going to kick my ass on social media, is like, yo, stop. Like, your business is not my business. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's straight. I don't care if I've got a college fund for a Cabbage Patch or whatever, but don't make your business my business and be mad because I don't want to hear your business. Because that's right. What it basically boils down to. People are in their feelings because you're not listening to me. I said this is what I'm doing, or this is what I'm not, and you're not listening to me. So therefore, I have a problem with you, which means you're a racist or you're a bigot, or you're a homophobic, you're this or that, because you're not listening to me.
But see, my thing is, why does it always have to be like that? That you always have to be heard, or everybody has to be heard? Like, you know, I understand people want rights. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to be accepted rather for something. But you know what? We live in a world where everything is not going to be acceptable to everyone. So you just go ahead and live your life. You know, go ahead and live your life. Don't worry about being accepted. My thing is, accept yourself. As long as you accepting who you are, why are you worried about the whole world accepting what your sexual orientation is, or your size, or your color, or this, that? Nobody has to be accepting of anything. Just accept yourself.
Well, it's like what Mr.
And I think that's where the problem comes in at. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Real quick, it's like what Mr. Yafari said. Like, we have a person that's basically running the country who basically keeps – he has no accountability for anything whatsoever. Like, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. This is not what I am. That's what you are. And this is that and the third. So it's like ever since he's come in – I mean, it's been happening before, but now ever since he's here, it's like now people feel like, oh, well, shit, if he can do it, I have to do it. If he can say it, then I can say it. You know what
right,
I'm saying? If he doesn't believe it, you know what I'm saying? This is what it is.
It also goes back to what you said with the social media. I'm sorry, but that's like the greatest marketing scheme ever, and I don't mean that in a good way. Because when it first started, we only had MySpace. Then we had AOL. You could have just chat with somebody. Nobody wasn't seeing your page. Nobody wasn't seeing your comments. What's in the Facebook box? What's on your mind? So people take that to the extreme. What's on my mind? Oh, I'm about to go eat right now. Oh, I'm about to do this live video. They're showing you everywhere they at, da-da-da-da-da. All of this thing was made for the attention. And now you see it even with our president with the Twitter tweeting. Don't you got some work to do? A lot of work, it seemed like. But you have time to tweet. And all that tweeting does is turn into gossip for the news media. And that's all they focused on. Meanwhile, when you look at certain other channels, they're giving you the news around the world and what's going on, even down to what's going on in certain communities. So you have to pick and choose whether you want social media or not, what you're going to be posting on there or not, or if you're going to be watching this nonsense news or not. Because
that's
it's
right.
really sad. It's also up to you for that. So if you want to be posting your nude pics or whatever, I don't think you can post nude, but you're half nude. It's almost nude to me, but whatever. And that's how you need to get the attention of, hey, I'm gay today. I'm going to get my sex changed tomorrow and this, that, the next. That's you being, you know, putting your personal life out there. So don't be mad when you get the backlash of it.
Exactly.
And nobody asks you about that.
Facts.
Well, some people want that backlash.
And that's
that
one thing about social media. People live
their
entire lives on social media. I mean, it's annoying. I mean, you go on social media, you're waking up in the morning, the first thing you do is post up, oh, I just woke up today. Oh, I'm on my way to work. Oh, look at me. I'm eating lunch. Look what I'm eating for lunch. Oh, look at this. Look at that. And it's like, it's annoying. And you know what? It's like, man, what do you do? You must have a lot of times on your hands if you have to be all up on social media.
Yeah, like that. To be doing all of that and just to be getting attention. But once again, you know, like I said, everything does not have to be, you don't have to get attention with everything. Once again, accept yourself. Be accepting of who you are as a person, as a human being. Don't worry about somebody else accepting.
That's the thing, Red. A lot of people don't even know who they are to even accept themselves. So therefore, sometimes they go on social media to look for an identity.
And see, what you two are saying are very key, because your education and also your love for yourself, your identity. But in order to love, you have to know how you're going to utilize this powerful thing, this powerful tool, this powerful aspect of care, of love. You know, how you're going to utilize this for your identity. Well, a lot of us, we don't know. We think we are something else. We get caught, and I don't want to step on anybody's feet, but like Ashra Kwesi said, we as a people, we have made and turned our enemy into our deity. So now we glorify the same thing that basically don't look like us or that want us dead. You feel me? So this is the reality of why we want to kill ourselves. We destroy the image in which we are created in, because we say to hell with this. We don't need it. We are taught it's okay to be something else in this society. It's okay to be something other than what you are. And this would be fitting to teach us as a black people whom are already lost with no education of who they are. You understand? We don't have substantial culture. Our culture is the one where we say, hey, I'm going to kill my brother. I'm going to go out there and have sex with my sister. All this crazy stuff is what we are now hitting in our lyrics. So, you know, what we have is self-hate. So now we have this perpetual, this constant thing of practicing, whether it be skin bleaching, whether it be us wanting to, men cutting off their penises, whether it be women trying to, it's all these things in which the European definitely loves to promote to us, because that's a win for him. It helps us to now buy in to all of this stock in which he created, because now we don't love ourselves. This is how we go into the Chinese market to buy hair, because we don't love our own hair. So we say, well, hey, rather than saving money and fixing our own hair, let me go over here and buy this from Wong Lee or from the Chinese, and we're going to make them rich. So this is something that, of course, they love, and something that goes definitely with the importance of educating ourselves and loving that in which we are educating ourselves about.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Couldn't have said any better. I mean, like I said, I looked at the article. I didn't know that people were out there actually doing that. And yeah, it just makes me wonder. But it makes a lot of people wonder. So you kind of, for the lack of a better word, you just basically kind of let everybody know that you're confused. Because if you want to, you go hard to go this way, and then all of a sudden now you want to change back, then you must have some type of confusion within you. Because you don't have to look like a woman to, you can act like one. You can act like one, but you'll never officially be one, no matter how hard you try or how many chemicals or whatever, because it's not that easy. It's not that easy to go to the doctor and say, hey, I just want to be a woman. You're going to change me into a woman. It's more complicated than that. And even when it comes down to men, it's a little more complicated than that. But of
course, did the article also say, sorry, brother B, what's the on percentage or anything? Because I would have liked to know that. How many of them are now unhappy and changing?
I have to look it up.
Yeah.
I have to look it up because I did post it on Facebook.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Because I don't know what they thought. What did they think? It was easier? They thought it was going to be better.
That's what I'm saying. Because, I want to know.
That's what I
want to
know. What did they do?
Yeah.
I want to know what they thought.
Is this process really working, or is it just something that you're trying to market and hand down from generation to generation from now on? You know what I mean?
Well, look, you have transgender activists, who force stuff. The people who always, the people who make, they force them to take the woman symbol off of the packaging.
Ain't this some bullshit?
And I'm like,
I'm sorry, excuse my language, but
this is what we're doing. So
let me ask you a question. Does the condom box have a man on it, right? Or male things on it already, or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay, so then we need to take that off of it. So let's take the male symbol off of the condom. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I know what y'all talking about. I saw the ad on that. Amazing.
Just take the male symbol off of the condom.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
Just to make it easy. Just to make it easier for everybody. How about this? How about that? Mm-hmm. Let me do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the article, Lady C, because I was kind of befuddled when I saw it. I said, "Wow, this is happening," but once again, no one is really talking about it, and I just find it very interesting that it's something that it's like someone doesn't want to admit that they were wrong. Because that's a big gamble right there. Oh, I'm going to go get a surgery and I'm going to become this. But then you turn around and find out that it wasn't all what you thought it to be. So now you want to change back. But, of course, you don't want that type of situation put out there. You don't want to be known like that. Because, once again, then you have to admit either some type of failure or it's just like, all right, no, this really doesn't work. This doesn't really... Me changing myself to look like a woman or a man doesn't really make me feel like one.
I don't know. Where the hell did you get all the damn money from?
Yeah.
Where the hell is money from to do this every damn day?
Hey, and I'm
on my nerves.
From, From what I understand, they like have, you know, a lot of times this bullshit is promoted because I think like state insurances and certain insurances will cover certain surgeries of, like, this is a reality. Like, we have to look at the bigger agenda. They want to promote this type of thinking where it's okay, and in the mind they want to push it. The next step is going to now be sleeping with children and sleeping with animals. Like, this is where they are with their
They already doing that, they,
brother.
Right,
listen,
right. But they want
it's
to
been going on for the longest.
Right.
They already doing that.
They're already.
Right.
Doing
that. I know. Yeah. But you know, in some states it is legal to do that, right?
Right, right.
In some states it is legal to already sleep with animals.
Right.
Oh,
it is,
damn.
Man.
People got strange
right.
people. It's been going on for the longest. I mean, they actually have that stuff going on. I mean, especially in other countries. They believe in that theology.
So wait
they believe
a minute,
in
so
people.
Yeah, I think in Germany or something like that.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So what does the animal rights activists say about this? Like, isn't somebody going to be
people
for the animals?
Hey. That's a good point.
Yep, Peter, get on that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can't understand English.
You don't want nobody to wear fur, but it's all right to sleep with the fur.
Right, right. That shit is fucking
unbelievable.
The thing that I that really gets me is someone actually entertained some court of so called law entertained this and said, yeah, this is what we're going to allow. We're going to allow this for you to sleep. It's okay for you to sleep with your dog or sleep with your horse or your chicken.
Wow, poor Rover.
As long as you do it in a respectful way.
It ain't funny, but it is funny.
I mean, hell in the hair basket.
Listen, I ain't
want to
come back as a human now. I don't want to come back as a damn animal. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
I'll come back as a leaf on a tree.
There might be something new with that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping with the damn tree.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
What, go to the forest and shit?
we are really living in strange times. I mean, I guess it may be strange because we choose to not accept or understand. But I think things have changed to the point where people who have a certain level of consciousness are looked at as wrong compared to the illogical, who always feel that they're right. Like, the illogical makes sense and the logical doesn't. It's okay to sleep with your dog, but yet, you know, as a black person, you can't go to the store without somebody following you down the aisle.
Right.
Or you can't raise your cell phone.
Exactly.
You can't pull your cell phone out of the pocket because, and, you know, it's going to be looked at as a gun.
Right. Might be your last call or something like that because, you know.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Listen.
Unbelievable.
Listen, a minute left. It's Equali. Thank you for calling in, brother. Fred, thank you for calling in, brother. Lady T.
Thank
K-Dog,
you. Thank you.
Big
you just
Red.
Call me brother,
you're
Lady T.
I'm not.
Good night,
peace
y'all.
Love, yo. Peace and love. Especially you, Lady T.
That's right. Peace and love,
y'all. Wait, hold on. You got to give her another hug. Come on.
What
come on,
ever.
Ray. Give her another hug.
Oh, I'll give her another hug.
Group hug.
I'll give her a hug.
Group
hug.
All right, y'all.
Later.
Later.